Question.
All right.
Reading in our Bible study last night, I noticed that Abel, when he made his offering, it doesn't say he killed the calf or the sheep lamb. He offered it.
That means killed. That's used many times in the law to show.
So an offering.
It's, offering, it's an offering for the death. That's what it also means when you say we present, when it says present your bodies a living sacrifice. That means your death.
Yeah, it secured the picture. The death is always the feature in a covenant, and his being killed, that's where the picture stopped, and that's all we see. We don't see anything about his life, nothing. There's only one thing.
About Abel's life?
Yeah, he was a shepherd. He offered
the lamb.
The lamb, and the fat thereof. I mean, he said fat too.
Right, and he also, and the idea of Cain's offering was grain, living. It was living. I mean, it was the. But it really means you're digging around in the dirt.
Yeah, he tilled the ground. In other words,
right.
Yeah.
And so
tiller of the soil.
But it's, you know, it says his blood is a prophet.
Yeah. Blood stuff is important.
I want to take a little side trip. It was, for some reason, I was sort of consumed with what it means to love God. And it's pretty intense. Let's go to Isaiah 29. Isaiah 29, starting verse 9. Everybody there? That's gone? Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. For the Lord has said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but I have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. That's pretty heavy. The fear toward him is taught by the precepts of men. We love him with our mouth, but do we love him with our heart? Let's go to Ezekiel 33. Let's start in verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. The question is, do we see ourselves as watchmen? I pray that we do. When I say unto the wicked, no, wait a minute. Yeah, it's verse 7 again. So thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Now every time at Passover, when we drink the cup of Elijah, we are testifying to him that we are prophetic, not prophetic in terms of telling the future, but prophetic in terms of forthtelling instead of foretelling. Everybody understand that? Do you agree that when we drink that cup of Elijah, that we are, in a sense, saying that our ministry is that of Elijah? Amen?
Amen.
Not by our own doing, but by the Spirit of God in us that's
well,
he does.
Again, the Spirit of God, the seed of Christ, is in all men. So, there's a difference in becoming one of his people in truth. You go to war with everything that is not of him, that is not of faith. That's our calling. So let's go on. When I say unto the wicked, or the wicked one, a wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked man from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Now, is that the Spirit of God that does it? Or is it you seeing that's who you are? Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thine own soul. So this is instructions. And go on. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, How should we then live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And remember, turn is shuv. And that's that. It's far stronger word in Hebrew than it is in English. But it's shuv is to turn away from self, to that the self be dead, because you've turned away from the dead body. And continuing down. I don't know if we read it or not again, but verse 12. Oh, therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I say to thee, when I shall say to thee, the righteous, that he shall surely die, he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. And when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sins and do that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, and he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, and he shall surely live. And so, what does this have to do with the love of God? Or do we love God? The basic, from my experience and my own observation and from many, many scriptures, to love God means that you've lost sight of you and yours. You lost sight of your life. That's what it means to love God. And that's a biggie. To lose sight of yourself. And that's what all the prayer and everything I was doing last night and early this morning was about. A lot of people say they love God, but do they lose sight of themselves? How do you do that? How do you lose sight of yourself? Well, you follow the commandment of turn. Turn from self. Lose sight of yourself. Not just a little bit, but completely. And everything will try to bring you back, to bring self into the picture. And that's when, again, we turn, or we shuv, or we repent, or we recognize or see our death. And it's our death and releases the power of God. Any comments?
God had such a strange way. I believe it with all my heart, but it's just, if I look at it from a human standpoint, how would death release love?
Well, and the whole rest of the chapter is Israel not paying any attention to, and go down to verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. So, again, to love God means to lose sight of yourself. And really, anything else is just a version of the prosperity gospel. How you can get better. How you can get stuff. With their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. And that should cause the repentance to go deeper than we've ever imagined. Amen? Anybody want to comment? All right, that's enough for today. Take it, big guy.